the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro.
Ah! It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Hey, what'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Ah, yes! Here we go!
All right. Hey, Dan, I don't know if you've got Channel 9 on in there, but Marcus drew the short straw. They sent Marcus.
Oh, I do see that.
They sent Marcus outside to measure the snow. They usually send him to fun stuff like roller coasters, and he's out in the snow with a tape measure. Marcus do something wrong over the weekend? What happened? Oh, boy. He's doing his regular, you know, his regular report, which he does at 4:48 every morning.
Yeah, Shock Value.
But he's outside. They got him outside. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and Steve Grzanich is coming up with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran coming up with Morning Drive, and throughout the morning, constant updates on what's happening with this weather. And what's happening on the roads and all that stuff that you need to know. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, you heard the theme. You know what that means. We had a week off, so my dad is back. Every Monday morning, my dad calls in and tells a joke, and we'll do that right now. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, how's Ma?
Real good.
Good. Now, how's it? How much snow do you guys have over there?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, you know what?
About maybe 2 inches, maybe three.
Yeah. That's what it turned out. I mean, the city's not getting as hit as bad. I mean, but there are places like Rockford. They got over a foot.
Wow,
it's crazy.
Yeah, not bad here.
Okay, not very bad. All right, good. I just want to
know. This is joke number 233.
Joke number 233. Everybody, for those of you who are keeping track. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, a wife, you ready?
Yeah.
It said a wife got so mad at her husband, she packed his bag and told me, get it the hell out. As he walked out the door, she yelled, and I hope you die a long, slow, and very painful death. He turned around and said, so you want me to stay?
All right. Oh, man. I just... How long have you and Mom been married? 56 years. 56 years. Okay.
56 years of marital bliss.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. That's why you can. That's why you can. You've been married for 56 years. That's why you can tell jokes like that. Exactly.
You're right.
Hey, by the way, I don't know, Dad. Did you hear our earlier? I know you probably were sleeping. Did you hear the reviews that we did for Green Book?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, everybody loved it.
That was a great movie. I think it's my favorite this year.
Yeah, I know. I know you were. It was such a good movie, though. I mean,
yeah.
So anyway, I didn't know whether you heard it, but we all gave it a rave. So.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Okay, man. I'll see you later.
All right, Nick.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Ya. There you go. Stay dry, my friend. All right. You want me to stay? All right.
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
That's right. He'll do it again next week. I don't know if it'll be offensive to wives or not, but that's not offensive, but it's just funny.